Dormitory night talk. What do the students do after the lights are off? Talk, of course. Everyone becomes frank. Anything can be the topic of the talk, drawing hearts closer. Dialogue 1.
Molly, you still can't sleep?
I am just too bored to sleep.
What happened? Can I help?
Well, I can tell you, but you must keep it a secret.
Okay, I'll keep it a secret.
This morning, I found a letter in my desk drawer. It was from Jackie, the boy in class 4. I think you know him as well.
Yes, what did he say in the letter?
He showed his admiration for me and asked me to be his girlfriend.
I see. Now I'm not talking personalities, but they say he's not very decent. You must be careful dealing with him.
Yes, I've heard that too. I won't have anything with that guy.
Now you've your own decision. I think you can have a good sleep.
Sure.
Dialogue 2.
Hey girls, it's time to turn off the lights.
Okay.
Today I saw in the newspaper that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman ended their marriage. I was a little upset about it.
Why bother?
This kind of thing happens every minute.
But they used to have a happy marriage.
Tina, everything will change.
Now I'm a little scared of getting married. It seems most marriages will end up with a divorce.
Don't be so pessimistic. We're not the same as those celebrities. I believe we can find our true love in the future.
Yes, I agree.
Dialogue 3.
Mike, why are you sighing? Something happened?
I've seen the professor this morning and the welfare tutor. They've advised me to resign as chairman of the Social Science Society.
Resign? But you've done so well.
Yes, I know, but I can't get through my work, and I've got my finals coming up. I intended to work really hard last semester, but you know what happened.
I suppose it is best to resign, Mike. Jim can take over.
That's not all. There's a bigger blow.
Money, I suppose.
Well, I owe Peter some money.
What for? The car? You're a fool, Mike. I can't see how an economist can be so silly about money.
I'll just have to sell the car.
Well, cheer up. You can always use my bike.
Dialogue 4.
Have you ever been chased by a dog, Keith?
No, I haven't. But I have been chased by a bull.
Really?
Yes. It was a couple of weeks ago. I was going for a walk out in the country, following the footpath, and it went through a field. I was so busy looking out for the footpath that I didn't notice that the field was full of bulls. And the trouble was, I was wearing a bright red anorak. Suddenly, the bulls started bucking and jumping up and down and started chasing me.
What did you do?
Well, I was pretty scared. I just ran for the nearest fence and jumped over it.
That was really an adventure.